This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship Salem Media Group Tampa station, as well as my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do, too. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us again, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line, but before I get to the caller, I want to throw this out there because I teased this. The Georgia Secretary of State yesterday said 58% of the double voters in the June primary in Georgia were Democrats.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
No.
Is that to be expected, or what do you think?
Well, but then what's up with the other 42%? The other thing is they found, I think, 1,000 cases of double voting in one particular area. So.
Yeah.
I'd be maybe tapping Stacey Abrams on the shoulder and saying, what's up here?
Yeah, and let's go over to the phone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Robert from Atlanta. Good morning, Matt Bruce.
How you doing, sir?
Fine. Two topics that need to be addressed before our election. We need to vet the unorthodox apostates that have infiltrated our Judeo-Christian country. Secondly, we need to address global progressive bigotry. And secondly, and finally, are you OCS or OTC or RA?
What's that? What'd you say?
Are you OCS, ROTC, or RA?
Oh, RA.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, what do you think?
Well, I mean, there's clearly, been a war on, the First Amendment, and that includes religion. It is affecting, churches and so many other institutions. I would say that, the heads of the respective religions, and that includes, Methodists or, Catholics or anything, by Catholics, but they have a responsibility, and I don't know that they are, holding up to that. So I don't know. I don't think it's something the government can get into, but I think it's something that the, heads of the denominations should.
Well, let's get into the discussion of what happened in Rochester, New York yesterday with the police chief, the deputy police chief, the assistant police chiefs, all resigning in a group, leaving the city pretty much hanging because they just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, the police chief for Dallas has
also... Oh, that's
also,
right. Yes, yes. Yep.
And then you already have the one for, what was it, Seattle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chief Best. So this is troubling because I would say that between Black Lives Matter and Antifa and with the mayors and governors, they're in certain pockets, they're winning. And they're winning because because of the politicians and the district attorneys that are not prosecuting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the district attorneys is probably the biggest culprit here. You know, police arrest people all the time. And all of us out here, we just go, okay, they've been arrested. Arrested means nothing. Because if you, first of all, you've got all these places across the United States that have no bail.
Mm-hmm.
So they get arrested and they're out in 5 minutes to do it again and again and again.
Yeah.
And then, If there are charges, what does the DA do? They'll look at it and go, no, I'm not going to charge them. Or I'm going to say, here's a $100 fine and 20 hours of community service.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole prospect, the whole fact that George Soros was paying on that operation to put in progressive district attorneys across the United States was quite effective.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I would argue that's probably not finished.
You're probably correct in that because I understand that there's another bunch of them he's funding this time around.
I don't know about that, but I would assume so. Because it worked, I would assume so.
Yeah, Missouri, he's got money in the campaign of that one that's...
We knew that.
The couple there, and then there's somebody else that was in, I believe it was Georgia in Atlanta. Remember where the cop got charged?
He himself was already up on corruption charges. So,
yeah. All right, hold that thought. We're coming right back, folks, with more. D. Simon from FoundersCode.com, and lots more coming your way. And, yeah, it is a busy morning. You are right when you talk about all the things that are going on. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you know, Balance of Nature has a product called the Fruits and Veggies. And I've been taking those capsules for going on about 5 months now. And I feel pretty good. I mean, it's kind of giving me a little bit more pizzazz, a little bit more pep in my step, and I feel really pretty good about things that are going on in general. So let me just suggest to you, if you want some more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then the deal I've got for you is to go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they've got there, then save yourself 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's right. You'll save 35%. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and get some more answers to any questions you might have. But if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the telephone line right now. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. Something I saw on Fox News the other day, and they basically said that China's configuring its military to kill Americans and that we shouldn't be enriching a hostile regime with our trade and our investment. And the guy said that he believes that decoupling is absolutely what he had to do. We have to do it, especially in this year. And also, President Xi, and this is most troubling, has been talking increasingly about the notion that China has a mandate of heaven to rule the world, and they believe that they not only have the right to do it, but they have the obligation to do it. And that's about it.
I've seen it, and nobody should be surprised about that. Right, Denise?
Yeah, that actually came from a buddy of mine, Gordon Chang, who, and I've interviewed him many times, and several other experts on China, historians on China. You know, to kind of put it in perspective, China has a kind of a legacy historical saying that says there is one sun in the sky, and it belongs to China.
Mm-hmm.
So Beijing, under President Xi, does want to rule the world. And, you know, they are, if you look at all the indications, they're playing chess with this, and they're essentially doing that. They've got the South China Sea. They're debt trapping many cities, in countries that are, so some are developing countries. Others are, you know, not developing countries, but they're, you know, successful countries, and they're debt trapping them. Then they're certainly building up their military. Their navy is now, it is said that their navy is larger than ours.
Yeah.
Although we do have more nuclear weapons than they do. So I guess that's the measurement. But decoupling, we will always sell to a rogue nation, agriculture,
mm-hmm.
whether it's soy or corn or wheat or whatever it is. We will always sell to them. Otherwise there's really not any other nation that can sell agricultural products in the volume that the United States can. China is a very, very big problem.
Yep. And, Joe Biden, is making some comments. There's some coronavirus news pertaining to him. He's walking back his mask mandate pledge, saying that, well, it's not constitutional.
Yeah, he did that last week.
I know, but he
finally told him.
Yeah, and he said it again, day before yesterday, because he was at home relaxing yesterday. He was so tired from his big, long 2-day entourage of two locations. But anyway, USAID is shutting down the coronavirus task force. That's not Dr. Fauci. That's something different.
USAID is, part of the State Department. Understand something here, that USAID had a task force, and they've now changed it to, actually changing it to a readiness unit. But it's not like it's a big deal, because USAID was the lead agency that helped other nations, friendly or otherwise, on the distribution of pandemic-related items, including ventilators, including PPE, all those other kinds of things. All of those things have been put in place now. When Trump says that we've been sending ventilators to other countries because we've made so many, that mm-hmm. was being coordinated through USAID. So it's not like USAID is shutting down all things pandemic. They're not. It's just that some things have already been accomplished. Those other nations that needed some help, we've given them that help. They are now stabilized. If they've got issues, then it's not because of the United States. So it's not a crisis that media wants it to, that is selling it as a crisis. Hardly that.
Now, because of the expedition, if you will, the speeding up of the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed and all that, and the Democrats saying that, well, we're not going to trust the virus because it hasn't gone through the normal process and all the other things they're throwing out there, Health and Human Services Secretary Azar yesterday said there will be no compromises on the vaccine safety. It will be done correctly, and even though the process has been sped up, all the different things along the line are in there.
I explained this on your show yesterday,
yep.
What the process is, in pretty large detail.
Mm-hmm.
All of the vaccine vendors, if you will, have signed a pledge you know, that they will all hit certain standards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, AstraZeneca actually suspended their operations, and it may only be for a day or so because of one volunteer, one came down with an illness, and they it doesn't look like it is COVID-19 by a long stretch. It's something else. So they're working diligently to see if it is some kind of a side effect that is because of the vaccine or otherwise. So that just goes to prove to you how cautious and measured and careful and comprehensive that they're being.
Now, Sturgis in South Dakota is an event that happens every year, pretty much like clockwork. It's gone on for years and years and years, as long as I can remember, a big motorcycle event. And they're trying to label the Sturgis Bike Rally this year as a super spreader event, because there have been a few, not a lot, a few cases where people have come down with the COVID-19 and one person did die. The governor, of course, is very skeptical of that. But what do you think about all that?
Look, we're going to debate this. We're going to find fault. The media wants to, you know, slam every single event where people are trying to get back to normal living. You can test positive, but it's not always a death sentence.
Correct.
And it has been attached to that. A death sentence is attached to being tested positive. Because of the media put out such panic and hype that the normal reader, the normal, you know, person's not doing the work. They're just, you know, absorbing what they're being told. That's what they're beginning to believe. The other thing is that we don't have hospitals that are, overwhelmed. We have people that have comorbidities of various health issues, everything from pulmonary to, you know, diabetes. I mean, I've gone through all of this. So,
mm-hmm.
For the governor of South Dakota to, you know, be skeptical, good, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to question everything and get the details and stop with the groupthink.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president was in Florida yesterday. He was down in Jupiter. And while he was here, he signed a drilling ban for Florida, the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, and all the way up to, what, the Carolinas?
Yeah, he approved the extension of the banning.
Okay, well, we'll have to let you go. We'll continue that conversation tomorrow as well as some others. Enjoy your tennis match today.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great stuff that she has to offer. Read her articles over there, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. How about that? FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. I'm coming right back. Going to take a look at the military and veterans news.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dangerous high winds are whipping up many wildfires in the Pacific Northwest.
fires throughout the western states are burning and evacuations are happening in many cities. 40 million Americans are under red flag warnings. The Creek Fire is a major disaster. Campgrounds that had been packed over Labor Day weekend caused a nightmare as campers tried to escape.
There's fire on all sides, all around us, all the roads.
Here in southern Oregon, the Alameda Fire burns out of control in the cities of Phoenix and Talent. And Washington Governor Jay Inslee says in his state, the fires are unprecedented.
There are about 100,000 people without power across the state today due to high winds and fires. And because of fires, road closures and down limbs, crews have had a hard time getting the power back up.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Their website is NAA.edu. Their phone number 800-659-2080. I'll have more to tell you about them after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard, directly across the bay in Clearwater. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Now, you can find out more about them by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can call them up and ask to take the tour. Now, the way you do that is you call them at 800-659-2080.
800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You're going to love what you see. You'll be able to ask questions and get answers right then and there, right on the spot. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, the U.S. Navy is conducting a search and rescue in the Arabian Sea for a missing sailor who may have fallen overboard from the aircraft carrier Nimitz. Now, the chances of them finding him alive are dwindling with every hour that goes on, but did he fall off the boat? Was he pushed off the boat? Stranger things have happened. We'll have to wait and see what happens, I do believe. So, there you go. Also, the presidential campaigns aren't just debating military policy now. They're debating basic respect for the military. This is getting to be ridiculous. The people that are out there trying to say, well, the president says this and the president says that. Hey, 21 people have come out on the record with their names saying it never happened. And you've got unannounced anonymous sources saying that something happened? No. No. No way in hell. Not true. Not true. When the sources won't identify themselves, there's a problem. Now, President Trump decreed via tweet yesterday that Stars and Stripes, an independent military newspaper subsidized by the Pentagon, will not lose their federal funding. That's a good thing. Stars and Stripes, in many cases, in different zones around the country, different areas around the world, rather, is the only news the troops get. So it's great that they keep it going. Now, a U.S. service member was injured in Somalia yesterday in an attack by the jihadi group Al-Shabaab using a vehicle-borne explosive and mortars, according to the U.S. Africa Command. We have no name on the soldier, and if we do get that information, we'll give it along to you. Now, the Navajo Indian Nation has joined calls for an accounting of the deaths at Fort Hood after one of its members became the latest soldier from the U.S. Army post to die this year. Navajo Indians. And by the way, for those of you that haven't been to the reservation out there, you need to stop. You really, they're great people, and they have some tremendous products out there. Well, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to kill and sicken people, the U.S. military has stepped up its long-standing efforts to provide humanitarian aid and strengthen relationships around the globe, which is a good thing. And last year, American warplanes dropped a record number of bombs on the Taliban targets in Afghanistan, part of an effort that started in late 2018 to push the Taliban towards a deal to end the nearly 20 years of conflict. Now, we did hear a little while ago that the first vice president of the Afghanistan government was targeted with a bomb, suicide bomb, and their convoy, where they had possibly as many as 10 people killed. The first vice president was slightly wounded himself. But that's in Afghanistan, and of course, that's the Taliban or ISIS or somebody trying to let the world know that they're still relevant. And the B-1B Lancer and B-2 Spirit bombers from across the Pacific region trained with Australian troops and U.S. Marines during exercises in Australia last month, a show of force by the U.S. By the way, B-52s have flown to the Ukraine to train with fighters there. Three B-52 Stratofortress from the RAF in Fairford in England have flown to the Ukraine to train with the nation's military. We'll see how that goes. And the U.S. Army has also banned masks with valves for soldiers and other personnel in South Korea, joining a growing consensus that the high-tech face coverings may do more harm than good in preventing the coronavirus spread. That'll be interesting to follow and see where that goes. By the way, the U.S. Northern Command, based in Colorado Springs, has apologized for retweeting a post by President Donald Trump that announced his campaign stop earlier this week in a western Pennsylvania city. And President Donald Trump said that the top Defense Department leaders want to keep waging wars in order to keep defense contractors happy. Well, there is some truth in that. And, you know, I made the comment yesterday about the general officers, the flag officers, are all millionaires because that's what they get paid. And if you're in there for 6 years as a four-star, do the math. You'll see what it is that's going on. By the way, Cape Cod is flared up. Sharks, great white sharks swimming around Cape Cod again this year. Numerous pictures being taken. The Navy's trying to see what they can do about it, by the way. So there you go. And the federal agencies given authority under Section 3610 of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Stability Security Act will reimburse their contractors for paid time off for those employees that were unable to perform work due to office closures and other COVID-19 response activities. So they will be getting money, the contractors that work for the DOD. And five Defense Department medical facilities will have been named to participate in research for the newest COVID-19 vaccine candidate to enter the Phase 3 clinical trials. No idea where that's going to go, but we'll keep our eyes open. By the way, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said that President Trump respects the U.S. service members amid the growing furor over a report that said that the president disparaged fallen troops as losers and suckers. And I don't believe that for a second, and I don't think anybody else does either, especially with the undisclosed anonymous sources. And the president, who's being elected in about 2 months or less, I don't know the exact days, is going to be getting around the country more and more and more. You're going to see and you're going to hear more about him out there doing what he's doing. By the way, when we come back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, I'm going to ask him about the price of oil and gasoline and all that. I got some interesting stuff here about that. Wait till you hear about this stuff and what's going on and what's happened the last few weeks with gasoline and diesel. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate that very much. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking the fruits and veggie capsules there, and I'll tell you what, I've noticed a little bit more pep in my step. I'm not eating a bunch of crap at night anymore, the candy bars and the potato chips and all that stuff. Why? Because I'm getting my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and it fills you up, and I'm not eating the wrong kind of foods anymore because I've got this to help me out. Now, I got a great deal for you, which includes some of this, too. Here's the deal. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness product company. They've got a lot of different things there. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak to a health coach. And guess what? You are going to find out that you're going to be able to get some really good products.
products and help you out, too, and save a bunch of money. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceandnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceandnature.com. Save 35% with the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. I got a question for you, Mr. Watchdog.
Okay.
It's oil and gasoline. Now, about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more than 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, with no reason whatsoever, and the price of oil didn't do anything, it was just cruising along at an even level, up went the gasoline prices at the pump 20 cents, like you snap your finger. Now, here we are, 10 days later, and the wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 20 cents a gallon below where it was, down to $1.10 a gallon without taxes. That's right, I said $1.10 without taxes. Our prices here are $2.12, $2.13, $2.15, maybe $2.19. I know it's got to be a lot higher where you are, but the taxes aren't that high, so somebody's making a lot of money. Are they gouging us again, or what the hell's going on here?
No, nobody's being gouged. It's the way the way oil and gasoline are traded. It's a free market, and sometimes it swings to the upside, and sometimes it swings to the downside. That's just the reality. I mean, the price of oil has come down a lot over the past several days, but there's also other reasons why. Sometimes, certain times of year as well, you have a blend changeovers based upon seasons. You're going to have that soon with winter coming on. But like anything else, I mean, it's like you have a stock that will trade much higher than it actually should be based upon its earnings and prospects. The same thing can happen with oil. The same thing can happen with gasoline. The reason why we have these markets is, again, it's for a lot of businesses out there to be able to go out and hedge themselves and lock in profits. Basically, not so much lock in profits, but know what they're paying moving forward. If you're an airline company and you've got to sell tickets, you can't sell those tickets unless you know what you're paying for fuel. So they go out and they buy fuel out ahead, guaranteeing a certain price at a certain period of time so they can price tickets properly. Because, you know, if, let's say gasoline goes through the roof, then, you know, they're going to lose a fortune on those tickets that they sold. So yeah, sometimes there's a disconnect, but, it can go to the upside and it can also go to the downside.
Do we need Glass-Steagall back again?
Yeah, I think Glass-Steagall is more about the banks themselves, rather than so much just the oil and gas trading. There's no doubt about it that there's, you know, the price of oil or the price of gasoline can be bid up and it's based upon speculation. But again, it can happen to the downside. I just don't like it when you have the major banks out there also being able to control tankers, places where they store oil, and be involved in the entire process. That's where you can get into some manipulation. And if you bring back Glass-Steagall, make a commercial bank, an investment bank, an investment bank, and separate all those things, I think it'd be a lot less when it comes to conflicts of interest.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, the website watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, you know, the president yesterday, we saw some financial numbers tossed around, and the president's campaign's got a little bit less cash on hand than does Joe Biden, and right away they went, oh, he spent all his money too soon. Well, here's what I know about that. They bought advertising on television and radio all the way up until Election Day and paid for it up front, unlike just dragging it along. So consequently, the president's advertisements are paid for. Biden's, he's got to continue to pay because he's paying as you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm watching much television anymore. I really don't. I haven't seen many ads. I'm sure that they're going to probably, during the football games, they're going to probably be putting a lot on that there. But again, we'll see if people tune out, if there's a lot of anti-American messages, what's going to happen with that. But I have to say, because I don't watch really any TV anymore. It's kind of funny, any network type stuff. If I want to watch something, I actually go and I'll watch the individual show and without commercials. So I don't even know how effective those things are anymore.
Now, the president has said that if he has to, he's going to pour millions of dollars into the campaign, so that's not a problem there. He did that, I believe, back in 2016, didn't he?
How much money he used back in 2016? I can't recall how much money he used, so I'm not sure. But that day would be the first. It won't be the last either. And that's, you know, if he feels like it's worthwhile, he's going to do that.
Now, a couple of things happened down here in Florida yesterday. Of course, the president was here in Jupiter, and he signed the moratorium, added to the moratorium there, renewed it, for no drilling in the Gulf of Mexico off the Atlantic coast and all the way up to the Carolinas. But we also had a poll that came out of Miami. The president shows 50% support from the Latinos and actually had a lead of some 3 percentage points in a poll out of Miami. And another, that same poll also showed that he was getting 14% support from the black community. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I don't see how it's not a natural vote for Latinos. And everybody automatically assumes that all Latinos just want the borders open and people streaming in. I mean, it's patently absurd. Not to mention the fact that, the Latinos are seeing their neighborhoods being burnt to the ground in places all over the country and destroyed. And I'm sure they don't like it either. This idea that Latinos are a natural vote for Democrats, I mean, never really made much sense. It really didn't.
Mm. Now, the other thing is that we have these misunderstandings of the populace. How's that for a name for a riot? Misunderstandings of the populace going on in various parts of the country. And yesterday in Rochester, New York, the police chief, the deputy police chief, and all the assistant police chiefs all quit the Rochester Police Department.
Good for them. I mean, I know that maybe they'll come under fire or not, sticking by their post, but you're not getting the support from, the mayor and the bosses up there. Why stay on? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I think that more police departments and more heads, I think that more of them should get up and leave. Oh, you don't want police? Fine. Okay, here. Hey, let's see how it works out for you. That maybe these places will hit rock bottom and then we'll be able to move on from there. I can't say that I blame them in the slightest.
Well, the police chief of Dallas quit yesterday too.
I don't know. I'm not sure what pressure they is he coming on in Dallas. I didn't know that there was any issues.
I didn't either, but police chief in Dallas quit.
Listen, you can't do your job. What's the point? They're actually doing the right thing. They move on to someplace in the country where they can do their job.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Fed's Main Street loans are going to $1 million plus borrowers. Is that something that normally happens?
The Main Street lending program. That thing has not taken off at all. That's been an absolute disaster. It hasn't taken off. Nobody's gotten involved with it. The rules don't make any sense. And surprise, surprise, it's coming from the Federal Reserve. They don't have a clue. So basically, most people kind of push that program to the side because it just doesn't work.
Now there's a new company that might be in the news here for a lot of reasons. LabCorp, new test that they have can detect COVID-19 and the flu.
We'll see. Coming from LabCorp, how about you? I've never had good experiences with them. We'll see.
Me neither. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go there, check him out, find out all the things that he's got to offer, and you'll hear him on the weekend all across the country on many of these same stations. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.